All right, nice to have everyone back on this July the 4th. Pave Fine Jewelry, of course, Michael Enlich, the finest jewelry designer in the Bay Area. Check him out online, Pave, P-A-V-E, finejewelry.com. They have two locations, one in Berkeley, one in Oakland, and as things lighten up and sort of open up a little bit more, things will be available. But you can get in touch online with Michael and his great staff. And as I've said this a million times, there is no one better at designing jewelry or giving you those family keepsakes that you'll have forever. From Pave Fine Jewelry. Nothing can come close to it. All right, let's go down south. We're going to go to the warm area of Arizona and bring in from MLB.com, Steve Gilbert, who covers the Diamondbacks. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. I hate to correct you, but warm is probably a little light for what we're experiencing here.
I know.
Phoenix, Golden hot is probably more of an apt description.
I know. And, you know, it's so funny. And, you know, you and Nick have been on with me since all this thing has started. They're actually thinking of playing all the games in Arizona. How about that?
Yeah, well, I remember covering a lot of Phoenix Firebirds, the Giants AAA team, games, night games at old Phoenix Muni, and it was plenty hot out there. Somehow we survived that, but I think players are probably happier not to be having to deal with the heat. And thankfully, at Chase Field, they have that roof and the air conditioning, so they don't have to deal with that either from a big league standpoint.
Let's talk about Arizona, the Diamondbacks, what's going on in Arizona just with COVID and being one of the hot spots. Mike Leake has opted out. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk to Mike, and so we don't know the specifics of all that went into that decision. So I think you have to trust that a player, when he says he's doing something that's best for him or his family, I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt on that, and certainly respect his decision. And, you know, there's obvious reasons behind it. I believe his dad has some health issues and is more at an at-risk group. So, you know, listen, that's a personal decision for him, and hats off to him for doing what he thinks is best for his family. Just like any of these players that are deciding not to play or have families, or even, you know, the coaches that you see, that some teams are taking the decision out of their hands, which I think is a great thing. I think, you know, everybody wants to kind of be – no one wants to be the first one to opt out or to say they're not going to do it. And there's a lot of peer pressure on that. So I think some of these teams have taken it out of some of their coaches that they feel might be in the high-risk category out of their hands. And I think that's a very good thing.
Steve Gilbert with us from MLB. He covers the Arizona Diamondbacks. Steve, Arizona itself. Now, I left there in the middle of May, and things have certainly taken off since then. It's one of the hot spots in the country. How can this impact the Diamondbacks and using the field and just everything that's going on within the state of Arizona? Can you have gatherings of more than 50 people come August? Will the Diamondbacks get a waiver from the government to put on games? Well, what can happen here?
Yeah, those are all great questions that I don't know the specific answers, you know, necessarily to, but I do, that was asked of Mike Hazen during a recent Zoom call, you know, what happens if things get so out of control with the virus in the state that they're not allowed to play in Phoenix. And he said they would look at alternatives, other places to go. So I think that they're definitely going to have a backup plan, but as of right now, they're planning on playing. I think, you know, they're trying to do this the right way. They're trying to limit who's at the ballpark and limit the contact and encouraging players. I think that it's very interesting to see how the emphasis here these first few days at camp seems to be all across the country. The emphasis is, hey, you got to be smart. You got to be safe about this. You know, wear your mask when you're supposed to, keep your social distancing. Don't do anything dumb when you're away from the ballpark in terms of, you know, large social gatherings or at-risk behaviors, because the teams, you know, they know they have so much at stake here in terms of trying to keep this thing going and get everybody through 60 games and a postseason healthy. So I think it's good to see that they're emphasizing all those things.
What do the Diamondbacks look like as a team? The Giants have got 55 players on the 60-man pool. They come in three different waves because they've only got the ballpark to do their spring training. I imagine Arizona's similar in some respect down there. What is spring training like for Arizona?
Yeah, they've got 60. They went with a full 60, and they've split it up between Chase Field and their Salt River Field spring training complex. 35 players, I believe it is, at the Chase Field, and 25 over at Salt River. And the plan is that they're in the next couple of days. They feel like they have the pitching to go ahead and start playing inter-squad games within the next 2-3 days. So they'll bring guys over from Salt River. They're going to have them dress and do all their stuff at Salt River and then just come to the ballpark and play because they're utilizing all the different clubhouse space at Chase Field in order to kind of distance players. So they're both using both the home and visitor clubhouses at Chase Field. So they're going to try to play some inter-squad games and get guys some innings and build it up quickly. They feel like getting off to a hot start in a short 60-game sprint is going to be very important, and so they're going to do what they can to try to ramp up quickly.
Where's Madison Bumgarner? I noticed yesterday, just going through Twitter, that he wasn't there the first day. Is there any significance to that?
You know, we asked Torrey Lovello about that, and he said that Madison was one of the guys still waiting clearance. You know, obviously going through a lot of tests, there's a little bit of a backlog on that, so Torrey said that they were waiting for his testing to be completed, and he hoped to have him out in the next day or so. That's something that we'll certainly keep an eye on and ask again about today. The Diamondbacks are doing later practices. They're trying to get, you know, in spring training, it's such a different than the regular season where you usually have those early mornings workouts and then players tend to, you know, go home and have the afternoons and evenings to themselves before games begin. But they want to get their players acclimated to the night games that they're going to have to play right off the bat. So their workout, like, for instance, today doesn't start until, you know, four-ish here in Phoenix. So and their intra-squad games are going to try to start around 6 o'clock just to kind of get guys' body clock adjusted quickly to what they're going to face during the season.
You know, Steve Gilbert with us, as I say, MLB.com covers the Diamondbacks. Always love having you on. I could see a scenario where they have to play a lot of road games, where maybe other teams don't want to come into Arizona and go to hotels and fly in and all that kind of stuff. I could see that happening.
Yeah, you know, Marty, there's so much unknown and so much that just can't be predicted, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, when Mike Hazen said that they will always, you know, have alternatives, I think every team is going to have to do that, is going to have a backup plan in case they can no longer play at their home facility for whatever reason, you know, that they can move their game somewhere else. So I think, again, that's something that they're probably in discussion. Every team is probably in discussion with Major League Baseball on, okay, worst case scenario, something happens in our home city here. Where can we go and get these games in, provided that the players and staff are still healthy?
Yeah, day by day. This is truly day. You know, we say that all the time. How does he feel? Well, he's day by day. How does baseball feel? It's day by day. And that's, I think that's the way to look at it. But, boy, it's great having you on, and I know it's just good to hear your voice and hear a little bit of what could be happening in Arizona with the Diamondbacks. I would think the Diamondbacks have a shot at a playoff position here. I would think people should be optimistic. If they do get a 60-game season, you guys have a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think they do. I think, you know, Marty, I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you said we just have to take it day to day. There's just so much we've never dealt with before. This is not something that anybody in our lifetime, in their lifetimes, has ever had to deal with a pandemic on this kind of scale. So I think 60 games, you know what, I'm trying to focus on the positive and say it's going to be fascinating to see what happens over 60 games. I think any team can get hot for 60 games. You've seen teams get off to hot starts And then fade down the stretch, but there is no down the stretch now. So for 60 games, you know, any team, Giants, Padres, I know the Giants are rebuilding, but still, you know, for 60 games, you get off to a good start, you get a run of good pitching, and all of a sudden you're right in the thick of this race. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I hope they're able to pull it off because I think it would give people something to talk about. And provide a little bit of entertainment at a time when I think we're all done watching movies. I've seen every movie and binge-watched every show that there is, so I'd like to see some live sports next.
All right. Well, being in Arizona, the Diamondbacks are guaranteed one thing. They will be hot. That's going to happen.
I like how you finished that up, Marty. That's great, yes. And so will the rest of us that have to be around here in Arizona for the next few months. It's going to be plenty hot.
My love to you guys and to Nick, and I always appreciate having you guys on the show, and we'll catch up again, Steve. So thank you so much.
Marty, we always enjoy it and can't wait to see your face again here at some point.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, that's Steve Gilbert, MLB.com, covers the Diamondbacks. Always an interesting report. More coming up on KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.